I didn't know we had one. Yeah. A couple good, I thought, long drives, possessed the football, converted on third down, and didn't come away with touchdowns. Tough when you're playing a team like that, you know, when they're getting sevens and they're at home, and you ended up being kind of the difference.
I know you got a couple touchdowns in the red zone down there.
Yeah.
Also a couple failures.
Yeah.
Is that where not having Jamal really is going to show up? I know you miss him on every down.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly all your playmakers, you know, it gets even, everything's magnified down there. Everything's magnified, you know, so the matchups all are, you know, that much more important. So certainly a player his caliber, yeah, it hurts to have him out. You know, and then you have limited reps all week, you know, and so you're practicing certain things that are in, and they're in for Jamal, and he gets the reps, and it's tough. It's tough when those young bucks got to step in. I thought they did a great job, you know, Nile and Cy, those guys stepping up. They don't get a ton of reps, and it's hard to know the game plan inside it out, and for those guys to step up the way they did, I played the whole game. You know, was good to see.
Does that eliminate a portion of the playbook when you've got guys?
Yeah, I mean he's just such a unique guy. There are certain things that he does that a lot of backs can't do. So, yeah, I mean there are certain things. Yeah.
Tell us if you feel you had a couple reprieves there late in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I knew the flag went up on that play. So as soon as he threw it, I was trying to get it in there, though. You know, you got nothing to lose. We had a few of those tonight. So you don't always see the flag, you know, but when you do, it's I think it's important. You know, there's no risk, you know, try to take a shot or fit a window. So certainly didn't know on the fumble. You know, it's so bang, bang. You have no idea what actually happens. You know, so that was fortunate there. Yeah.
Back to the two drives that got nothing. Just how much did it take out of you? 10-minute drive.
Yeah, they were. I thought. Yeah, I mean, not just us. I mean, certainly you put those drives together. You'd love to come away with touchdowns. I thought. Certainly, though, it had an effect on them, though, too, late in the game. I thought those guys were out there for a lot of plays. That defensive front, and I think it showed. Down the stretch there, I mean, we were able to continue to run the football and stay balanced and get some chunks in the run game.
So what was the final?
Yeah. Yeah, certainly you got a shot there. Yeah, I didn't see it, you know, threw it and kind of let go and then looked up. And certainly we knew we were down in there close. And at that point, yeah, it's who knows what can happen.
So. And then the fourth and two that he didn't get. I
mean, yeah, 2 yards.
Yeah,
it was certainly gloved there pretty good, but it's all the red zone is going to be like that. Everything's going to be tight, and, you know, I was trying to give him a chance. You know, never really know now with the batted ball, so. I thought, yeah, certainly. I mean, and Coach said it, and he's right, and there are no moral victories. But certainly you come away, we played much better. We competed much better as a team than we did a week ago. I thought on offense we put ourselves in better third downs. I thought we stayed balanced the whole game, you know, and even though we were behind there, stayed balanced. We put ourselves in good third downs, and then all of a sudden, our, you know, third down conversion rate's better. You sustain drives. You keep their offense out the field. So I think there are some things to take away from it, certainly. Yeah. I knew there would be a chance. You never fully know, you know. You don't know how they're going to play certain things. And there's always a little unknown headed into the game. Are they going to play everything how they've been playing it? Are they going to put in changes? So he certainly is a guy, though, that we look for that, you know, when we can get matched up on certain looks, you know, to try to take advantage of. And certainly with those tight ends, you have balance there. You know, you can run and pass, and you can put some defense in some tough situations. You know, they went small a couple times there late with Kelce on the field, and we were able to really run the ball.
How much does it help you guys, to piggyback on that, when you can get the running game going?
I thought the big thing was just staying consistent with it all game, and that's kind of sometimes what it takes in the running game. You know, the first half it can be tough, and it's tough sledding, and I think staying with it. You know, but there in the second half, all of a sudden you saw us, you know, we ripped off some bigger chunks, and it helped us certainly.
A couple more guys.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, he brings a different style, I think, definitely to our offense. You know, he's a physical back, big back that can really run. So, you know, certainly you have a little bit of a pounding effect there on the defense and us up front, that mentality that we certainly can pound it with Nile, and he's got that kind of ability. I thought he did a good job in the protection, run game, in the pass game as well. I thought he did a great job for a young guy. I mean, like I said, it's tough when you know, Jamal's in on everything, you know, and Jamal takes all the reps, and so for those young guys, it's a tough position, and I thought they did a great job.
Last two, one, and then one in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I think he's got that. He's got the speed, and he's got that wiggle, you know, that you look for. I think certainly there were a couple times. There was one third down that I had a chance to go to him. I ended up going to Donnie, and we converted. But, you know, I looked up the scoreboard and had him. And he's kind of got some wiggle to him, you know, even when he's matched up on a corner. I think he's kind of got that ability. So.
Last one.
Yeah, to be honest, don't fully know. Looking downfield, and I know I got hit, and knew the ball came out. So I actually had no idea. You don't fully know what had happened. I know I was kind of in the act of throwing. You don't know when, though. It's so bang bang that I had no idea. And you know, in my head, I assumed, and you know, the refs had a good look at it that it was. But when you saw the replay, it was pretty clear.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.